care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Joe Putnam back with you here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark as Lorenzo Peterson warms up for the Thunder. The 6'2", 195-pound right-hander out of Vallejo, California. A right-hander who finished his collegiate career at Grambling State, where he went 5-3 with a 5.13 ERA this spring, 17 appearances, 16 of them starts, 93 total innings. He struck out 72 batters, walked 44. As a member of the Trenton Thunder, he has made three outings. His last one, his first start of the year, that was on August the 6th at Williamsport. He went 4 1/3 innings, yielding 6 runs, 4 of them earned on 10 hits and 2 walks. Took the loss in the game. He did strike out 4 batters for the season. 3 appearances, including that start. An 0-1 record, a 7.56 ERA. 0-1 in save opportunities. In 8 1/3 total innings, he has allowed 9 runs, 7 of them earned on 14 hits. He has struck out 7. He has walked 3. Opponents batting .350 against him. Justin Guerrera at first base. Dan Covino at second. Jack Lynch at short. Ramon Jimenez at third in the infield for Trenton. Outfield is Christian Merriweather in left, Colby Johnson in center, and Max Giordano in right with Craig Corliss doing the catching. Carlos Contreras leads it off for the Spikes. Contreras batting .336 this season, 10 doubles, a triple, 25 runs batted in, which is now third in the league for the second half, and the first pitch of the game at 7:04. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years, your locally owned flooring provider. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Next pitch low for a ball. Mark Rowan calling the balls and strikes tonight. Nick Mull is at first base. Anthony Jones is at third. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch. That fades in for a called strike on the outer half of the plate. 2-1 the count. Contreras to be followed by Zach Vuletich and Brennan Dorigi. Braden Blackford, the number four hitter in the order, is the pitch down and in. Did that clip Contreras in the foot? Or did he just hit the deck to try and get out of the way? Looks like he just hit the ground. The ball did not hit him. It's simply ball three. Josh Leslie batting fifth. Logan Mathieu in the sixth spot. Ryan Guardino, Caleb Marquez, and Jesse Fontoboa rounded out for the Spikes. 3-1. And Peterson delivers a high chopper to first. Leaping in the air. Guerrera brings it down. Heads to the bag. Wins the race. One down. Zach Vuletich was named the MLB Draft League Player of the Week. He was outstanding in the six games last week at home and on the road against Williamsport, and then the weekend series against Frederick. Vuletich is now batting .328, a .418 on base percentage, 5 doubles, 8 RBIs in 17 games with the Spikes. And remember, he's done all this having started his time with the Spikes 0-for-10 at the plate. He's 19 for his last 48, and the pitch a called strike. Fastball in the outer half. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Breaking ball low and away. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch home where that's fouled away. First base side. 80 degrees at game time. Well, perhaps 79. And mostly clear skies right now. Lights are on, but they won't really take effect for another few innings. As the one ball, two strike pitch coming in from Peterson. And it's lined into right field, a base hit. So Vuletich held hitless last night. For the first time in quite a while after posting back-to-back multi-hit games. Now back in the hit column, his 20th of the season. And the one-out single will bring Brennan Dorigi to the plate. Dorigi drove in the lone run for the Spikes last night. He went 1-for-3 with that RBI. He's now knocked in 19 runs in 18 games for the Spikes. Very good pace since joining the club. Smashed the 17th Grand Slam in franchise history. Last week at Williamsport. Throw on to first, and Vuletich is back standing. Jesus Izquierdo coaching at first base for the Spikes. Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third. Manager Dave Trembley, pitching coach Jerome Williams. Right now next to each other on the top step of the dugout. There goes Vuletich, pitches low for a ball. Throw to second, sails, and Lynch has to use every bit of that 6-5 frame to leap in the air and haul it in. But it is a stolen base for Vuletich. Zach now 6-for-6 in steal attempts for the Spikes. Runner on second, one out. 1-0 the count to Dorigi. Peterson set at the letters. Takes a look to second. Now the 1-0. That's a called strike. Fastball just above the knees. 1-1. Here's the set. The 1-1 pitch. That fades outside. Two balls and a strike. Just underway here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Peterson comes set. The 2-1. That's clipped foul. That ricochets off the pads of Craig Corliss. Two balls and two strikes. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys tonight. Gold numerals on the back, outlined in red. Gold numerals on the lower right-hand portion of the jersey, outlined in red as well. The Ruben S logo on the left breast pocket. Gray pants with a blue stripe running down the side, and the navy blue caps with the deer head logo on the front. And time is called by Dorigi. Peterson tends to get set very quickly and then wait out the rest of the pitch timer. And I think Dorigi, trying trying to establish some sort of timing. Again, there are no maximums on timeouts taken by a batter in a single at bat here in the MLB Draft League. The 2-1 breaking ball fades low, and the count is full. Bucko Mania tomorrow night. Spikes and the Pittsburgh Pirates teaming up. Of course, they are Community Ally Program partners through Major League Baseball. And so the Pirate parent will make a visit. And many more guests as a high bouncer to the right side, taken in by Covino. Throw to first in time to retire DeRiggi. Vuletich moves up to third, two away here on the top of the first. No score. Braden Blackford has 23 runs knocked in. He is still tied for the MLB Draft League's second half lead in home runs with teammate Luis Avilas and a newcomer to the trio. What is now a trio, Logan Thomason of Frederick, has now smashed 5 home runs this year. Blackford with a .298 batting average, .401 on base percentage, 9 doubles, a triple to go with those 5 dingers, and he takes a strike over the outer edge. 0-1. Vuletich leading off third after his one-out single, a steal of second, moving to third on the grounder. Peterson sets, delivers. Swing and a miss, off speed perhaps a bit, but from Peterson, 0-2 the count. Back home, sweet home, 6:35 tomorrow night. Steve Jones will be back on the broadcast as well. Spikes Live presented by Mountain Any Health at approximately 6:05. The 0-2 swung on and missed, strike 3. And holding on was Corliss. He threw down to first anyway, and Peterson records his first strikeout of the night. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base. End of one half inning, State College nothing. Trenton coming to bat against Jonah Jenkins on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Jonah Jenkins making his 6th start of the season, his 8th appearance for the Spikes, a 1-2 record, a 3.14 earned run average. In 28 and two-thirds total innings, he has allowed 13 runs, 10 of them earned on 22 hits, 32 strikeouts to 15 walks, opponents batting .214 against him. The 32 strikeouts, now second most on the team for the Spikes behind Sebastian Rodriguez, so in all likelihood, Jonah will move to the top spot of the Spikes strikeout leaderboard with this appearance. His 32 Ks are right now tied for 7th. In the MLB Draft League's second half. It's going to take quite some doing, though, to catch up to West Virginia's Brady Tedesco, who has twice broken the single-game strikeout record in the MLB Draft League. A 14-strikeout effort against the Spikes, 15-strikeout effort against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, and Rosin Bag brought out to Jonah Jenkins now to start off this outing. Jenkins, in his last appearance, Went six innings, allowing just one run on three hits, four walks, three strikeouts. Did not factor in the decision against Williamsport. That was last Wednesday at Medler Field at Lombrano Park. And Jenkins' first pitch of the night, fouled back by Colby Johnson. 0-1 the count. Johnson, the right-handed hitting center fielder out of Central Arkansas University, a Pearland, Texas native, 23 years of age, 5'6", 170 pounds. And the breaking ball swung on and missed. Johnson tried to check his swing, but did go around, says plate umpire Mark Rowan. 0-2 the count. Jenkins with 5 1/3 scoreless for the win against the Thunder back on July 19th here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, and the pitch sails high to the netting. Simply ball one, though, nobody on. Jenkins also faced Trenton August the 2nd at Medler Field at Lombrano Park, allowing four runs on seven hits and a walk, five strikeouts in five innings, took the loss, and Johnson lays into the 1-2, sends it deep to left field. Contreras leaps at the wall, but this one is over and out. It's a solo homer for Colby Johnson, and Trenton takes the lead on the first batter they send to the plate. Johnson with his fourth home run of the season that leads all Trenton players in the second half. And 1-0. Here is Jack Lynch now, the left-handed hitting shortstop out of Manhattan College. Lynch batting 186, three doubles, five RBIs, a 294 on-base percentage. He takes a fastball for a strike at the knees to start things out. So 1-0 Thunder. Jenkins looking to bounce back, and the 0-1 pitch. That's a fastball just missed inside, 1-1. Logan Mathieu at first base for the spike. Zach Vuletich at second. Josh Leslie at short. Braden Blackford is at third. Outfield is Carlos Contreras in left. Ryan Guardino in center. Jesse Fontaboa in right. Caleb Marquez doing the catching. The pitch low for a ball. 2-1. Jenkins winds, delivers. And Lynch fouls this off the mask of Marquez. But Caleb immediately just springs to his feet. Looks back at Mark Rowan for a new baseball and receives it. 2-2 the count. Adonis Smith coaching at third base for the Thunder. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a high fastball that time. And that's the first strikeout for Jonah Jenkins tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. One gone, and here's Ramon Jimenez, the Central Connecticut State product, 6'4", 225 pounds, out of Chicopee, Massachusetts. Jimenez batting 298, a 382 on-base percentage, seven doubles, two triples, a home run, 14 runs batted in. First pitch strike from Jenkins again on the inner half. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut at the fastball. It's 0-2. Shadows across most of the diamond and extending into the outfield. Strips of sunlight. Cutting in front of Ryan Guardino in center field onto the left center field wall, and also slicing across the spot that Brennan DeRigge occupies in right. 0-2 pitch fouled away first base side. Count remains the same. It's 330 feet down the lines, 407 feet to dead center here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. And the 0-2 pitch, change up in the dirt, blocked by Marquez, a ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2. Fastball is low, 2-2 the count. Speaking of special guests tomorrow night, in addition to the Pirate Parrot coming out, the Pittsburgh Pierogies for a special pierogi race, and the Bucko Brigade. I'll be tossing out some T-shirts into the crowd and adding to the mirth and merriment. So here's a grounder on to short, taken in by Josh Leslie. Throw to first in time, two away. but also the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Austin Davis, will be on hand for tomorrow's game. He's a Pittsburgh guy, so naturally enough, on hand for Buckomania night. Of course, Governor Josh Shapiro has visited the ballpark as well, but pleased to welcome Governor Davis to the park. And I just learned this week that the form of address, unless the governor is at the same facility, the form of address for the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania is also governor. So the pitch to Justin Guerrera, swung on and missed, 0-1. 1-0 Trenton here in the bottom of the first, and Jenkins delivers. Fastball low, the leadoff homer by Colby Johnson in this inning. Johnson's 12th RBI of the season. One hit aside, Zach Vuletic with a single in the top half of this opening frame. Here's the 1-1 from Jenkins. In tight, ball two. Fastball in on the belt. Two balls and a strike. Thunder in the white pinstriped jerseys. And the 2-1 lifted in the air left center field, but playable for Contreras. Now he'll give way to the center fielder, Wardino, who makes the catch. And the inning is over, but the leadoff homer by Colby Johnson gets the Thunder on the board. 1-0 Trenton as we go to the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. Into the second inning, 1-0 Trenton. Josh Leslie, Logan Matthew, Ryan Guardino due up for the Spikes here in the second. And tomorrow night, Bucko Mania night at the ballpark. It's also a 4-for-44 Friday. Get four of our best seats, four hot dogs, and four regular sodas for just $44. First pitch of the inning to Leslie, cued on to first, scooped up by Guerrera. He'll go to the bank himself, one down. Those 4-for-44 packages available by phone at 814-272-1711 or in person at the Spikes Ticket Office, which will open up starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. It's open all the way to the end of the game. There are two more 4-for-44 Fridays remaining. One of the best deals in Happy Valley. Again, won't be able to get it at statecollegespikes.com, but you can get it by phone or in person. Kicking off a big weekend of the ballpark Saturday night. Of course, fireworks from the field, presented by College Township. It is College Township Community Night. Breaking ball and a called strike to Logan Matthew, the Belfont native. 0-1 the count on him, Logan, last night. 1-for-4 at the plate. The opener of what is now a two-game series, the originally scheduled opener on Tuesday, canceled due to rain and inclement weather here in Trenton. 0-2 the count to Matthew after a swing and miss, and the next offering. Big breaking ball stays outside, a ball and two strikes. So a two-game set here, and this will be the last meeting of the regular season between the Spikes and the Thunder. Bouncer into the dugout, first base side. Still 1-2 to Matthew. West Virginia will be the opponent for the Spikes this weekend. The Black Bears still leading the MLB Draft League's second half. And the pitch to Matthew, sent on the air left center field, but playable for Johnson. Spikes, I'm sure, are happy that Anthony Abatine is getting the night off for the Thunder. He hauled in everything hit his way, and some balls weren't even hit towards him last night. Abatine was in left field and accounted for 7 putouts out of the 27 of the game. Here's Ryan Guardino now. And the pitch, breaking ball, missed outside. Guardino making his first appearance of the series. 176 batting average, .273 on base percentage, but 3 doubles, 3 homers, 12 runs knocked in, and he fouls it off behind the plate. 1-1. A lot of power when he gets into it. All 3 of those home runs down at Monongalia County Ballpark against the West Virginia Black Bears in the second half. 1-1, big cut and a miss. 1-2. And the pitch up and in, and Ryan backs out of the way. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caleb Marquez on deck if Guardino can extend this top of the second inning. 1-0 Trenton. And the 2-2 pitch. Bouncer foul, third base side. Nice grab on the hop by Tim Battle. And he will bounce the baseball across to the first base dugout. 2 balls, 2 strikes. New baseball put into play, and Peterson delivers. That's a called strike 3. Fastball in the outer half. Second strikeout for Peterson. His family's actually sitting just a few rows in front of the visiting radio booth here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. They've got to like what they're seeing. He's retired 5 in a row. 1-0 Trenton as we go to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band headlines and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Bottom half of the second inning, Jonah Jenkins back on the mound, and Covino, Max Giordano, Roberto Lopez due up to face him here in the second. A 1-0 lead for the Thunder on the solo homer by Colby Johnson to start the bottom of the first inning. Here's Dan Covino, had a big game last night, 3-for-3 with a sacrifice fly. One of his hits a double, knocked in a total of 3 runs, stole a pair of bases as well. Covino batting .272 for the season, a .430 on base percentage, however. He takes ball 1 outside. Covino out of the University of Delaware, not too far away from here, down in Newark. A Weston, Connecticut native. Left-handed hitter, he takes a strike. Over the outer edge, 1-1. Covino's on base percentage is actually only ninth best in the MLB Draft League's second half. Peyton Hardin, who is not in the starting lineup tonight for the Spikes, getting an off day, a little breather. But he is fifth in the league at .444 on base percentage. The leader is Taylor Smith of Frederick, who, of course, had a big homer against the Spikes this past weekend. He's at .462. And the swing by Covino, pop-up, shallow left field. Leslie, the shortstop underneath, makes the catch. One away in the bottom of the second.
Your right fielder,
Max Giordano. Max Giordano makes his first appearance of the series. Niagara product, a Buffalo native. He a right-handed hitter, a right fielder. Giordano with a .192 batting average, but a .323 on base percentage, three doubles, six runs batted in. Let's say that the scales here in the second half of the MLB Draft League season have been tipped toward the offense. League ERA is near five, as here is a fly ball down the right field line, and it drops in between Fontebowa and Vuletich. Well, nobody called for it. Nobody could really track it down, and it just fell between them in fair territory about a yard and a half wide of the stripe. It'll go as a double, however. So Giordano is aboard. Two hits for the Thunder in the game, both for extra bases. Giordano just kept running it out. And now Roberto Lopez, the batter, catcher by trade, but serving as the DH tonight. Batting .190 with a .292 on base percentage, three runs batted in. The pitch slips past Marquez, and scooting on to third is Giordano. We'll see if it's a wild pitch or a passed ball. It's a 1-0 count. Pitch was low, but we'll see what the call is there. And 1-0 Trenton. Infield now up all the way around for the Spikes, and will be a wild pitch. That is in tight, ball two. Probably hit the dirt there. 2-0 the count. Here's the sip by Jenkins. And the pitch. That is a strike on the upper portion of the zone. 2-1. We did get some intel on Roberto Lopez, by the way. He is an Arizona native. No longer the international man of mystery, as the pitch swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. Out of Arizona Christian, 6 foot, 195 pounds. Scottsdale native in the 2-2 swung on and missed, but he is down on strikes here as Jonah Jenkins delivers his second strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Two down in the second. Home half of it. Giordano remains at third. Here's Craig Corliss, the catcher. In the right-handed box, first pitch to him. Fouled away, first base side. Corliss batting .250 this year. A double, four runs batted in over 13 games. A .289 on-base percentage. UMass Boston product, a Hopkinton, Massachusetts native, and the 0-1 swung on and missed. High fastball there, 91 miles an hour from Jenkins. 0-2 the count. Fair amount of Northeasterners on this Trenton squad. Of course, Jeff Manto, the manager, a Northeasterner himself, as the 0-2 fouled away. Jeff out of Bristol, Pennsylvania. Which is only 11 miles away from Trenton. Here's a grounder up the middle. Snared by Leslie, diving in shallow center, but he won't be able to make a play. Trotting in from third is Giordano. It's an RBI single for Corliss and a 2-0 lead for the Thunder. Now Christian Merriweather to the plate. Merriweather playing left field tonight. Did not play in yesterday's opener of the series. A 208 batting average, 236 on base percentage, two doubles, one RBI. Out of Rogers State in Oklahoma, native of Oakland, California, however. So not only are there Northeasterners, the Bay Area, with a few products on this Trenton team as well. A breaking ball low. To start out, Merriweather, the number nine hitter in the order. Next offering, check swing, bouncer down the first baseline. A fair ball, gloved by Matthew, and he'll win the race back to the bag to end the inning. Trenton adds another run on a pair of hits. One runner left on base at the end of two. It's now Thunder 2, Spikes nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Caleb Marquez, Jesse Fontaboa, Carlos Contreras, the 8-9 and 1 batters due up for the Spikes here in the top of the third inning. Joe Putnam along with you. 2-0 Trenton as Marquez steps into the right-handed box. Caleb, native of Blue Springs, Missouri, St. Cloud State, former Milwaukee Brewers farmhand. And he takes a strike over the inner half of the plate. And the pitch, that is cued foul. 0-2 the count. Marquez batting .245, a .339 on base percentage, one homer, nine runs batted in. Of course, Caleb had that big five RBI game back on July 25th against Williamsport. He swings here, lofts it deep to left center, but playable for Colby Johnson, who now settles up short of the warning track, makes the catch. One away is Lorenzo Peterson, has now retired at six consecutive Spikes batters. Here's Jesse Fontaboa, the Las Vegas native, one of two, along with Marcus Page on the team. Fontaboa out of Oklahoma City University. Jesse batting .192 with a .313 on base percentage and a sizable Fontaboa presence at tonight's game as well. I'd say the Fontaboas outnumber the Petersons right now, if that's any indication as to how this batter-pitcher matchup will go. First pitch breaking ball for a strike on the inner half. Next offering, another breaking ball, tails away, swung on and missed, 0-2. And the 0-2 delivery. The spring ball way outside. One ball and two strikes. Tried to get it outside the zone, get a chase, but that was way too far. Short windup from Peterson and the 1-2 pitch. There is a breaking ball swung on and missed. Third strikeout for Lorenzo Peterson. Two gone in the top of the third. And now back to the top of the state college order with Carlos Contreras, the left fielder Granite out to first. His first time up. Tomorrow also, the first of three Kids Run the Bases home run editions at the ballpark this weekend, presented by Mountain Indy Health. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Kids can run the bases from home all the way around back to home. Thanks to Mountain Indy Health. First pitch ball is low, 1-0 the count. Of course, there'll still be a few kids run the bases. Opportunities remaining as a grounder on to second, scooped up by Covino. Throw to first in time. And to see all of them, you can check online at statecollegespikes.com/tickets. Spikes go down in order in the third through 2.5. Trenton leading 2-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family. And they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the third inning, Trenton leading State College 2-0. Jonah Jenkins back on the hill for the Spikes, facing the top of the Thunder order. Colby Johnson, Jack Lynch, and Ramon Jimenez. Meanwhile, back in Happy Valley, the 2023-24 Penn State athletic schedule getting underway tonight. Penn State women's soccer hosting North Carolina at Jeffrey Field this evening. Still in the first half, scoreless. As the pitch, breaking ball low and away, and some threatening weather perhaps there, but nothing that is halted play or anything. Penn State, North Carolina, always a big matchup for the Nittany Lions women's soccer team to start the season. Here's a tapper up the middle, taken by the second baseman, Vuletic, throw to first, not in time. It rolled a little slower than expected. Zach Vuletic with the throw, but Kobe Johnson, who homered his first time up, over the left field wall, this time beats out an infield single. And here's Jack Lynch now. It's the fourth hit of the game for the Thunder. Lynch, the left-handed hitting shortstop, struck out his first time up against Jonah Jenkins. Two strikeouts for the right-hander in the first two plus. Here's the set by Jenkins. And a toss to first. That was not the A move, just feeling out Johnson as he gets his lead off first base. Colby Johnson is 8 of 9 in steal attempts this year, tied for the team lead for the Thunder in steals, for the team that steals the least of any squad in the MLB Draft League's second half. Another throw to first, and Matthew hauls it in. By the way, the Penn State Nittany Lions women's soccer team named the preseason favorite in the Big Ten Conference. Pitch homeward, swung on and missed. Big cut by Lynch, and it's 0-1. But not only that, if you head out to the field restaurant out at Tough Trees, they've got a new entry into the Penn State Coaches Burgers array, and it's the Dom Bakery, and it's been getting rave reviews out there. So if you have the chance to head out, do so. But I have been warned ahead of time. I haven't had the chance to try it yet, but I've been warned you should probably bring an appetite Don't eat too much before you get to the field. That's it. Pitch outside for a ball. Taking off for second is Johnson. He'll slide in safely. The ball slipped out of the mitt of Josh Leslie coming over to cover, and he taps his chest as he looks back at Marquez, who made a strong throw. It's a stolen base for Johnson, a 1-1 count now. John Jenkins checking on the count. It is one ball, one strike. And now Johnson in scoring position. That's the first steal of the night for the Thunder, his ninth of the season. Jenkins set at the Ribbonez logo, the 1-1, and this is slugged toward right center field. Guardino going back, has a beat on it, able to make the catch backpedaling, but Kobe Johnson will tag from second and make third after the first out of the bottom of the third inning.
Your third baseman, number 13, Ramon Jimenez.
Still scoreless at Jeffrey Field. Of course, more Penn State athletics action coming up. Men's soccer will get underway, women's volleyball, and of course, September the 2nd. Jammed weekend in Happy Valley. Of course, Penn State, West Virginia, the football season opener, prime time under the lights at Peeper Stadium as the pitch outside deflects off the mitt of Marquez coming in to score as Johnson standing up 3-0 Trenton. Pitch was outside. We'll see if it's a wild pitch or a passed ball. Either way, the run scores. Second time that Kobe Johnson has crossed the plate tonight. The base is now empty with one gone. A 1-0 count to Ramon Jimenez. And Jenkins to the top of the hill. 1-0. Fastball low. 2-0 the count. It'll be a wild pitch to score Johnson. Second wild pitch of the evening. And, of course, it's a jam weekend, Labor Day weekend, because that Sunday, September 3rd, the Happy Valley Music Fest comes to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Back in action. After an absence of some time, but the Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be among those on hand for the festivities. That pitch, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Jimenez. And with one out, he will trot down to first. Caleb Marquez will head out to the mound to have a chat with Jonah Jenkins. 44 pitches thus far in the game for Jenkins, 26 of them for strikes. Justin Guerrero will be the batter. The Thunder has, well, as it was going to say, scratched a run across in each inning, but that's not really fair. A home run in the first inning, a double by Giordano, and an RBI single for Corliss in the second, and then the really, this was the inning where they scratched it across. The infield single by Johnson to start it off. A steal of second, a move to third on the fly out, and a wild pitch. But talking of the Happy Valley Music Fest, it'll take place Sunday, September 3rd. And the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, well, headline, they'll finish it out as the pitch low. Taking off for second is Jimenez, and he'll make it. So another steal for Ramon Jimenez is the running game getting going for the Thunder this evening. That's now six steals in six attempts for Jimenez. But in addition to the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, we'll also welcome Vanessa Collier to the ballpark. Here's a fly ball to center field. Guardino underneath that makes the catch. Holding at second is Jimenez, two away. And local favorites, Chris Bell Band, Sidewinder, and Donnie Burns in the third degree will also be on the bill. Gates open up at 12:30. For more information and tickets, you can go to happyvalleymusicfest.com. You can also head to statecollegespikes.com for tickets. Presented and made possible in part due to a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners. Also partnering up with the Chautauqua Region Music Alliance, the Happy Valley Music Fest, making its return Saturday, September 3rd, Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And by the way, stage will be on the field, and also you'll be able to be on the field for that concert. Your $20 general admission ticket, all digital tickets as well. That'll get you not only a seat in the ballpark, wherever you like, but also access to the field, and you can take in all of the action from the field as well. It'll be the last event at Medler Field at Lebrano Park before the new field gets installed in the offseason. Plenty of upgrades coming to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And after the foul ball, Mark Rowan gave Marquez plenty of time to recover as it hit him in the face mask. One ball and one strike. Runner on second, two outs, bottom of the third. Trenton leading 3-0. And the 1-1. Fades in low, ball two. Curveball from Jonah Jenkins. And you can go to happyvalleymusicfest.com or statecollegespikes.com for all the info. At Labor Day weekend, Labor Day occurring on the 4th. And, of course, the Spikes home finale will be August 31st, that Thursday night. So you can make it a big weekend. Fireworks, fan appreciation night, Line Country Kia helping with all that. Starfire Corporation presenting the fireworks finale from the field. It's also Thon night at the ballpark, and it's the last dollar beer night of the season on August 31st. And a 3-1, and, well, Dave Tremblay signals out, says, walk him. So Dan Covino will receive the intentional walk, first and second, two down. And here's Max Giordano now, not wanting to chance ball four getting away. First base open, Covino dangerous. Here's Max Giordano now, who doubled and scored in the second inning. 3-0 lead for Trenton, but early in the ballgame, Spikes have shown a propensity this year for comebacks. The pitch. Breaking ball low and away, 1-0. Of course, matched a franchise record this year. Earlier this season against Frederick, coming back from a 7-run deficit. They were down 9-2 in the fourth inning. Got all seven of those runs back in the bottom of the fourth. Then went on to win 13-9. 1-0, swung on and missed, 1-1. Fastball buzzing inside. Here's the set by Jenkins. And the 1-1. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half, 1-2. Jenkins gets the sign from Marquez. The set. The pitch. That one misses low, 2-2. Light starting to take over as the source of sight here. The sun set apparent. The skies above us, oranges and blues appearing on the horizon. Here's the 2-2. Fastball down and in. 3-2 the count. And this will be the last time the Spikes and Thunder meet here in the 2023 season. West Virginia the opponent this weekend. Next week, Williamsport. In a series split between the two locations. Runners go on the 3-2 pitch. And this is in the air left field. But playable for Contreras, who's underneath and makes the catch for the final out of the frame. And the intentional walk. Does not hurt the Spikes. Flyout ends the inning. One run, one hit, two runners left on base for Trenton. And at the end of three, it's 3-0 Thunder on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota. Let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead presented by Six City on a fireworks night presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction presented by PSECU benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at Loblaw Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Zach Vuletich, Brennan Dorigi, Braden Blackford, the 2-3-4 hitters due up for the Spikes here in the fourth. Trailing 3-0. Vuletich with the lone hit for the Spikes so far, a single to right field in the first. And Lorenzo Peterson delivers the first pitch of the inning upstairs for a ball. Peterson has retired the last eight batters he has faced in the Spikes order. Pitch taken for a strike on the outer half. 1-1. Wind up and the 1-1. And Vuletich lifts this one to right field. Playable for Giordano, however, who will make the grab. One away. Here's Brennan Dorigi now. The designated hitter is 0-1. He grounded out to second his first time up. And the first pitch to Dorigi, a fastball outside, 1-0. And the pitch, that's a called strike. 1-1. Next offering grounded, just foul down the first baseline. 1-2 the count. Well, Dorigi able to get a lot behind that one. And the 1-2. Breaking ball lifted in the air, center field, but Johnson retreats, now circling toward left center. Underneath it makes the catch. Fly out to the center fielder is the second out of the inning. 10 in a row set down by Peterson. Here's Braden Blackford. He struck out his first time up. 3-0 Trenton here in the top of the fourth. Scores in the MLB Draft League. West Virginia Mahoning Valley scoreless top of the fourth. Same for Williamsport and Frederick. They're in the bottom of the fourth. This is the only game so far tonight with runs, which is a total opposite from last night. This was the lowest scoring game of the night last night. 5-1 win for Trenton. But in Frederick, Keys went out to a big lead again, but Williamsport rallied. The final was 16-12. Frederick with the victory. Meanwhile, West Virginia top Mahoning Valley 12-7. Fastball and a strike just above the knees to Blackford. 1-1 the count. And that pitch misses low. Three and one the count. Josh Leslie on deck, two outs, half of the fourth. The pitch, breaking ball for a called strike on the inner half. It's 3-2. And that pitch swung on and missed. Corliss hangs on, and Peterson records his fourth strikeout. And the inning is over. That's now 11 in a row set down at the end of 3.5. It's Trenton 3, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band headlines and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, 3-0 Trenton. Jonah Jenkins back on the mound for the Spikes. Roberto Lopez, Craig Corliss, and Christian Merriweather, the 7-8-9 batters, due up against him. Told you on the MLB Draft League scoreboard, no other runs across the league. Well, that has changed now. West Virginia is on the board. A 1-0 lead for the Black Bears at Eastwood Field against Mahoning Valley. Top of the fourth inning there. First pitch for Jenkins in the fourth. Swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Roberto Lopez the batter. He's 0-1 with a strikeout tonight. And the pitch. That one taken for a strike on the inner half. 0-2. Of course, Major League Baseball action this evening as well. Mets and Cardinals scoreless, top of the fourth in St. Louis. And the 0-2 pitch, a fastball for a called, strike three on the inner half. That's the third strikeout for Jonah Jenkins tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Other action earlier today in the MLB, Mariners defeating the Royals 6-4. First pitch fastball upstairs, ball one to Craig Corliss. The Nationals over the Red Sox 10-7. Turned into a slugfest down in the nation's capital. Tigers and Guardians were postponed in Cleveland. Here's the 1-0. Fastball down and in. 2-0 the count. Inclement weather, the reason for the postponement. They'll make it up tomorrow. Fastball up high over the mid of Marquez. Ball three. Meanwhile, two other games later tonight. The Diamondbacks visiting the Padres and the Dodgers with Lance Lynn on the mound hosting the Brewers. Corbin Burns getting the start for Milwaukee. 3-0 the count. Pitch. And Jenkins slips as he delivers a strike. Fastball upstairs. Corliss was removing the elbow pad, ready to go down to first, but that's strike one. Jenkins kicking some dirt off his cleats. And the 3-1. That's foul back to the screen, and now Jenkins has brought it back to a full count. Not so fast, my friend. Even with a stumble, he can still throw a strike. Well, let's see if he can come all the way back. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Corliss could not hold back. That pitch was up high, but it's the fourth strikeout for Jonah Jenkins. Tonight brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is growing. In 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Tough Trees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Two down in the bottom of the fourth, and here's Christian Merriweather, the left fielder, grounded out to first. His first chime up, a check swing that sent the ball bouncing fair down the first baseline. Fastball up and in, ball one. As we remind you, the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. High heat, swung on and missed. Still a 1-1, or now a 1-1 count. Meanwhile, update from Jeffrey Field. Penn State women's soccer scoreless at the half against North Carolina. North Carolina ranked number 2 nationally. The Nittany Lions number 10 in the country. It's also NFL preseason action. In fact, we were cautioned that because the Philadelphia Eagles are at home tonight for the preseason game, there might be some traffic heading back home. So 1-2 up and in for a ball, 2-2 the count. That game is at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles leading the Browns 3-2. Are we sure it's not the Phillies and the Guardians? Kenneth Gainwell was tackled in the end zone for a safety. Jake Elliott with a 56-yard field goal for the Eagles. 2-2 count, the pitch. And here's a liner between short and third, a base hit. So Merriweather aboard, that's the fifth hit of the evening for the Thunder. That'll bring it back to the top of the order with Colby Johnson, who homered to left field in the first and then beat out an infield single in the third. That Eagles-Browns game, the only preseason game tonight. Tomorrow, the Giants and Panthers meet, as do the Bengals and Falcons. Steelers, by the way, hosting the Bills Saturday night in Pittsburgh. That'll be a 6:30 start. And an exaggerated move to first. Merriweather is back, just trying to get a feel for him. And this being week 2 of the preseason, in all likelihood, we'll see more starters in the lineup. Used to be week 3 in the 4-week preseason was the dress rehearsal. Now, it seems like a lot of teams are using week 2 of the 3-week preseason. Steelers will finish off the preseason slate Thursday, August 24th against the Atlanta Falcons down south. As Jenkins delivers a strike on the inner half, 0-1. The Eagles, by the way, will finish their preseason on that same night, hosting the Indianapolis Colts. 0-1, the pitch, and Jenkins slips again. The pitch is lined foul left side. And now Jonah's going to kick away at his landing spot. He's got a smile on his face. It might be a little more of a grimace. Once is an accident, twice is a coincidence. Jonah will again kick the dirt loose, and he also did some dragging with his cleats out on the mound on his landing spot. 3-0 Trenton here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the finale of what is now a 2-game series here in Trenton. And Jenkins stepping back on the rubber, 0-2 the count. Merriweather leads off first. The pitch homeward. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball there, and Jenkins with a trio of strikeouts in the fourth. 5 total tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. No runs a hit, 1 runner left, 4 innings complete, 3-0 Thunder on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead presented by Six City on a fireworks night presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction presented by PSECU benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at LaPlata Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Into the fifth inning at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Josh Leslie leads it off for the Spikes. First pitch from Lorenzo Peterson here in the fifth. A strike on the inner half. Peterson has had a strong outing tonight. 53 pitches, 36 strikes, 4 strikeouts. He's allowed 1 hit, that's all. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball outside, 1-1 the count. Has retired 11 straight coming into the fifth inning, but it's a 3-0 lead for Trenton. I certainly would love to touch Peterson up here in what will probably be late in his outing is the 1-1 lifted in the air down the right field line, but hooking toward the Trenton bullpen actually descends on the netting above the playground down the right field side at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Ball and 2 strikes. Well, 3 previous outings for Peterson. His max pitch total for the Thunder is 77. That was last time out 11 days ago against the Crosscutters. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. The right-hander winds, delivers. Breaking ball smacked into left field, a base hit. Spikes and Josh Leslie finishing the string of batters retired. And Leslie, who is top 5 in the league in hitting, notches the Spikes' second hit as the MLB. He is the MLB Draft League's leader in second half hits. That'll bring up Logan Mathieu, the first baseman, flying out to the center fielder Johnson, first time up. And Peterson at 57 pitches, 38 for strikes at this stage. First pitch to Mathieu, sliced foul left side, 0-1 the count. Well, with the rainout on Tuesday, the pitching rotation has moved forward for the Spikes. Sebastian Rodriguez, originally slated to get the ball Tuesday, pitched last night instead. Jonah Jenkins has been the Wednesday starter the last few weeks, now bumped forward here to this Thursday night. As the 0-1, a sky-high pop-up right side of the infield. Covino underneath it makes the catch. Leslie holds it first. And that is a play where it is not subject to the infield fly rule. You have to have runners on first and second or the base is loaded. And less than 2 outs for it to be an infield fly and the batter automatically called out. Basically, it was a reaction in the 19th century to some cheap double and triple plays that baseball's rulemakers felt teams were using to their advantage. And Ryan Guardino swings on the first pitch and drops it into left center field for a base hit. So Guardino with his first hit of the game. Spikes third. Runners at first and second with one gone. And Caleb Marquez to the plate. So just like that, tying run comes to the dish. Marquez is 0 for 1. Flying out to center field. His first time up. Greg Corliss will signal the infield what they want to do. First and second, one out. And Josh Leslie
has shown a propensity for trying to take third. Ryan Guardino has surprising speed for a big man. Guardino's 4-for-4 in steals this year. Leslie, 10-of-13. And the pitch. Dips low, ball one to Marquez. Jesse Fontebois is on deck. 3-0 Trenton, top of the fifth, with the Spikes threatening for the first time tonight. The 1-0. Here's a line drive to center field, a base hit. Around third, Leslie, he's going to try for home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Head first slide by Josh Leslie, and it's an RBI single for Kayla Marquez. Colby Johnson uncorked it from center. It was online, but not in time, and it's 3-1 as Marquez notches his 10th run batted in this season. Ryan Guardino moves up to second, still one out, and here's Jesse Fontebois. The Spikes with just one hit in the first four innings, now three in the fifth alone. Fontebois readies in the right-handed box. Struck out his first time up. Fontebois family on hand. They'd love to see Jesse knock one in here. And there goes Guardino for third. The pitch is outside, a ball, and a head-first dive for Guardino. No throw. And Ryan Guardino, he did this a few weeks back when we visited Trenton. Stole third and really ended up bringing home a valuable run himself. Gave the Spikes a two-run lead. They'd hold on to the lead to the end of the game in that day game. So the pitch outside for a ball now, 2-0 the count. So now Guardino at third after his fifth steal of the season. Marquez remains at first. Two balls, no strikes. Peterson sends. Throw to first. It's Marquez back standing. And the 2-0. And this one is swung on, popped up high into the deep blue sky, but it'll go foul, bounce off the walkway between the upper and lower portions of the seating bowl and up towards the concourse. Everybody's okay. 2-1 the count to Fontebois. One run, four hits, no errors for the Spikes. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Thunder. Playing here in the top of the fifth. Getaway day for the Spikes. Hopping back on the bus and headed back home pretty much for good. Again, 10 of the next 12 games at home. The other two games on the road in the next dozen, they're at Williamsport. So the Spikes will come to the Medler Field, get everything ready, hop on the bus, play the game in Williamsport, come right back. Pitches outside for a ball, 3-1 the count. And then two road games at Mahoning Valley, September 1st and 2nd, to round out the regular season schedule. 3-1 the count. Here's the set by Peterson. And the pitch. Tapper foul, third base side, and ricochets into the front of the Spikes dugout, nearly stuck between the padding and the netting, but picked up by Tim Battle Jr., who flips it into the crowd. Count is full to Jesse Fontebois. Ryan Guardino at third, Kayla Marquez at first. One out here on the top of the fifth. Spikes now trailing by just two. And the pitch. And Fontebois sends this one to center field. Going back on it is Johnson. He'll reel it in, but that'll allow Guardino to tag from third. It's a sacrifice fly for Jesse Fontebois. His fifth RBI of the season, his third sac fly. And the Spikes are within a run at 3-2. Marquez remained at first, and now Carlos Contreras to the plate. Contreras 0-for-2. Pair of ground outs to the right side. One to first base, one to second. Marquez leads off first, and that's what Ryan Guardino stealing third did. Pretty much help manufacture that run. Rick Corliss called time before the first pitch to Contreras. Peterson sets. Pitch. That's a strike. Fastball in the inner half. Peterson one pitch shy of 70 tonight. 46 strikes. And 77 is what he threw 11 days ago in his last appearance. That's his high watermark. There's a liner off the mid of Peterson. Knocks it down. Picks the ball back up. Races to first and flips it. With a right hand on to Guerrero for the out. He races straight into the dugout. Looks none the worse for wear. The inning is over. The Spikes on the board with a pair of runs on three hits. One runner left on base. Halfway home here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. It's now Trenton 3, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jack Lynch leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Trenton Thunder. Lynch, Ramon Jimenez, Justin Guerrero due up against Jonah Jenkins. And Jenkins with a deep breath as he winds up for the first pitch in the bottom of the fifth. It's high for a ball. It's now a 3-2 game. Spikes getting a couple of the runs back that they allowed in the first three innings. One run apiece for Trenton in the first, second, and third. And the 1-0 swung on, lifted in the air, toward the line, left field. Shortstop Leslie is over and makes the grab. Quickly one away. Jonah Jenkins has settled in as well now with five strikeouts. Struck out the side in the fourth with a single by Merriweather mixed in. And yes, folks have different definitions of striking out the side. Here's Ramon Jimenez. Ground out to short in the first inning. A walk and a steal in the third, but did not score. Now two runs on four hits for the Spikes. Three runs, five hits for the Thunder. It's been an errorless game to this point. And the pitch, that's fouled back over our heads and ricochets off the sweet level. Back to the crowd below. Nice snag by a fan in the fourth row. By the way, lots of hockey sweaters in the crowd tonight. It is NHL night here in Trenton. And former Philadelphia Flyer, New York Ranger, Ed Hospodar on hand making an appearance tonight. He's involved in an infamous moment in Flyers history. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Philadelphia and Montreal matched up in a conference final, and Claude Lemieux was playing for the Canadiens. That's Claude, by the way. The 2-1, grounded to the right side, taken by Matthew. Slings it over to Jenkins, coming over to cover. Jonah takes it on the run, taps the bag. Two down. But when Claude Lemieux would finish off warm-ups, he'd fire a shot into the other net, into the Philly net. And that was his good luck. And so Chico Resch and Ed Hospodar got together and decided to foil him once. They turned the net around as the teams were leaving. And so the next game at the Spectrum, pitch high for a ball to Justin Guerrera, 0-2. Lemieux waited for the Flyers to leave the ice and then came back on and raced in and scored. And Ed Hospodar did not take too kindly to that, and basically a big brawl broke out prior to the game even starting as the 2-0 fouled away right side, 2-1. Ed Hospodar ended up receiving a lengthy suspension that actually ended his NHL career. Here's the 2-1. Up and in for a ball, 3-1 the count. Of course, years later, Dino Cicerelli had to shake that guy's hand, watering down the quote a little bit. 3-1 pitch bounced foul, third base side. It's a full count now to Guerrera. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. Spikes trailing 3-2. Jonah Jenkins looking to down the Thunder in order. The breaking ball misses high, however. And Guerrera aboard with a two-out walk. So now Dan Covino to the plate. He popped out his first time up in the second inning. It was intentionally walked. It was a 3-1 count to him. Only ball four was intentional. But he received the free pass on a 3-1 count. Ended up, the third out of the inning came shortly thereafter. Here's the set by Jenkins and the pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch. Grounder on to first, sharp, but into the mid of Matthew on a hop. And Logan just turns around, taps the bag with his mitt, and the inning is over. That is the value of having an outstanding defender like Logan Matthew at first base. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Still 3-2 Trenton as we go to the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And for the first time, a reliever in the game is Enrique Ozoa, who has been a late-inning option for the Trenton Thunder, comes in for the sixth inning. Last time out for Ozoa worked against him. He came on with the Thunder holding a six-run lead down in West Virginia, or a five-run lead, excuse me, as a 6-1 score. But by the end of the ninth inning, West Virginia had won it 7-6. So Ozoa looking to bounce back here, and 0-1 record, a 2.84 ERA in 12 appearances. 4-for-4 in save opportunities. He actually was lifted before he could get charged with a blown save in that ninth inning. 12 2/3 innings, he's allowed 6 runs, 4 earned on 10 hits, 10 strikeouts to 5 walks. Opponents hitting 200 against him. And actually, I think what it is, he came in with a 5-run lead for the ninth inning. So that's outside the 3-run limit. So it wasn't even a save situation. 2-0 the count now to Zach Vuletich, who bounces it through the middle into center field, a base hit. That might have gone through the wickets of Ozoa, and that's Vuletich's second hit of the night. Another multi-hit game for Zach. Of course, he earned MLB Draft League Player of the Week honors for last week. As in the 6 games he played against Williamsport and Frederick, he posted 5 multi-hit games, 13 hits total in the week. Now he's at first base. Brennan Dorigi the batter. Vuletich takes off. The pitch is a strike. Throw down to second. Tag applied, but not in time. Well, Vuletich with his second steal and now the tying run in scoring position for the Spikes. And this game has turned around. Scratching a pair of runs off Lorenzo Peterson in the fifth inning. Peterson leaving the mound with the lead as the pitcher of record in the game. That could turn around here. The 0-1, and DeRiggy flares this one toward left, but on for it, Merriweather makes the catch. Vuletich remains at second, one down. Final numbers on Lorenzo Peterson. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. No walks, 4 strikeouts. He threw 70 pitches, 47 for strikes. Here's Braden Blackford now. Blackford, 0-for-2 in the game. A left-handed hitter to meet the righty Ozoa. And the pitch. That's a strike. Ozoa, in 2 previous outings against the Spikes, has not allowed a hit. He's allowed 1 walk in each outing, a single inning of work, 3 strikeouts. Again, this is probably to get the confidence back up. He did actually throw a scoreless inning against West Virginia. I was mistaken. That wasn't his last appearance. The ninth inning. Here's a line drive into center field. A base hit. Vuletich rounding third, and he will score. So, RBI single for Braden Blackford to tie the game at 3 in the top of the sixth.
The shortstop, number 5.
Spikes now out-hitting the Thunder in the game 6-5 after being held to just 1 hit the first 4 innings. Here's Josh Leslie now. Runner on first, 1 out. Leslie is 1-for-2. He singled to lead off the 5th, scored the Spikes' first run, grounded out in the 2nd inning. Blackford leading off first. Ozoa, the first time he's allowed a run against the Spikes, and now the pitch foul back to the screen. That's just the 2nd appearance this year in which Enrique Ozoa has allowed a run. All 6 runs for the earned against him came 6 days ago against the Black Bears. And the 0-1 pitch, that's fouled away right side. 0-2 the count. So now Jonah Jenkins is off the hook. Lorenzo Peterson will not be a factor in the decision tonight. Josh Leslie taking his time, getting back into the right-handed box. Ozoa gets the sign. He's just 5'8", 165 pounds. The pitch bounced foul behind home. Out of Tobaja, Puerto Rico. Played his college ball at Southern University down in Baton Rouge did Ozoa. And again, he was nearly perfect. His first 10 appearances this year did not allow a run. It's been 7 runs, 5 of them earned against him. Here in the last inning and a third. 0-2. And Leslie sends this one to center field. Turning around Johnson as he goes back on it and makes the grab. Blackford retreats to first. He had gone on to second already, seeing the trouble Johnson was having with the ball. If Johnson doesn't pull that in, Braden may score on the play. But now two away. And here is Logan Mathieu. And the wind might have been playing tricks on Johnson that time. Blowing in from center field, but it has swirled around a bit in this game. And it's picked up right as that ball was sent into the air. Speaking of sending balls into the air, is Logan Mathieu up on a throw to first, and Blackford is picked off, standing up. And Blackford and Jesus Izuaje both questioning Nick Mull there, but it's a pickoff to end the sixth inning, and I don't think that Mull is going to be able to get help from his fellow umpires here. Now, Blackford and Izuaje still out there. Meanwhile, Patrick Kedelka is trotting in from the bullpen. So it looks like Kedelka will be the next man in for the Spikes. And yep, he'll warm up. No avail on the protestations. The pickoff ends the sixth inning, but the Spikes tie the game on Brandon Blackford's RBI single. A run on two hits, nobody left to the bottom of the sixth. 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Loblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medler Field at Loblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the sixth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Jonah Jenkins goes five innings, allowing three runs on five hits, three walks, one of them intentional, and five strikeouts. Jenkins threw 87 pitches, 49 of them for strikes, and he now gives way to the right-hander Patrick Kedelka in a tie game. It's 3-3 here in the bottom of the sixth, so Jenkins will not be involved in the decision. Neither will Trenton starter Lorenzo Peterson. Kedelka, the native of New Braunfels, Texas, Stephen F. Austin University, 6'8", 290 pounds, 23 years of age. He'll face Max Giordano to start the bottom of the sixth inning, and the first pitch hits him on the left arm. Now that one ran in. It's the first hit batsman on either side tonight. And here's Roberto Lopez now, the designated hitter who struck out twice against Jenkins. Three runs, six hits, no errors for State College. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Trenton. And Kedelka with a man on facing the righty. Lopez at sets and delivers. Fastball and a called strike on the outer half. Braden Blackford at third, Josh Leslie at second, Zach Buletich, or check that, Josh Leslie at shortstop, and Zach Buletich at second. Logan Mathieu at first, Kayla Marquez behind the plate. It's been the infield for the Spikes throughout, a throw to first, Giordano dives back in. And it's still Contreras in left, Guardino in center, Fontebola in right tonight. Peyton Hardin getting a breather before the Spikes come back home this weekend. Bucko Mania night tomorrow. 6:35 game against the West Virginia Black Bears. Pirate Parrot will be on hand. The Pittsburgh Pierogies for a special pierogi race, and the Bucko Brigade will be there as well, adding to the mirth and merriment on a 4-for-44 Friday. And Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, Austin Davis, will be on hand as well. That's all tomorrow, 6:35 game. Gates open at 5:30. Tickets available now at statecollegespikes.com. The last 10 home games of the Spikes 2023 schedule coming up at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Pitch high for a ball. 1-2 the count to Lopez. Hedelka comes set. And a throw to first. And Giordano dives back in safely. No tag. Of course, the LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,000 fans of all ages. Presented by Stick City on Saturday. Gates open up at 5:30. It's a 6:35 p.m. game. An early entrance, 5:20 for season ticket holders, 5:25 for groups. A foul tip at the plate. And Marquez nearly hung on, but the ball drops to the dirt. Still 1-2. Three-three score here in the bottom of the sixth. Spikes trailed by three going into the fifth. They've knotted it up. Another throw to first. Giordano back without a tag once again. Now for Ozoa, that will be officially his first blown save of the season. And he was 4-for-4 in save opportunities. But not only is a blown save the opposite of a save, it's also in a hold situation, which is really what it was, what the negative part is. Pitch high for a ball, 2-2. It's really a blown save, the catch-all for being unable to hold on to the lead. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lopez chased after it that time. That's the first strikeout for Patrick Kudelka, the sixth for Spikes pitching tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One gone, and here's Craig Corliss, the Trenton catcher, 1-for-2. RBI single in the second, strikeout of the fourth. Elka set at the midsection and the pitch. That's outside for a ball. Fastball from Pat. Spikes took 2 out of 3 here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark in mid-July. Two teams met first week of August in Medler Field at LeBron O Park. It was the Thunder that took 2 out of 3 there. The 1-0. Breaking ball low. 2 balls, no strikes. Thunder came into the game 3rd place in the MLB Draft League's second half standings. Spikes came in 4th place. Thunder 14-14 in the second half. The Spikes 15-17. The 2-0 pitch down and in slips away from Marquez, but Caleb quickly on top of it. No movement whatsoever by Giordano off first. West Virginia leading the way in the second half at 22-10. They've got the inside track right now to meet this Trenton Thunder squad in the MLB Draft League Championship game, which is scheduled for Sunday, September 3rd, right here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, since the Thunder won the first half crown. Pitch inside for a ball, 3-1 the count to Corliss. Now Kudelka readies, back at it. The pitch. That is foul down the right field line, but hooking out toward the Delaware River. Count runs full. West Virginia tied at 1 with Mahoning Valley, top of the 6th inning out at Eastwood Field. Williamsport has opened up a 3-0 lead on Frederick, bottom of the 5th. Quite the turnaround for the Crosscutters. Lost 26-6 on Tuesday night. Last night they came back, ended up falling 16-12 Now a 3-0 lead. Here's a liner foul that Logan Matthews is nearly able to stretch out and snare going to his left. He's holding the runner on at first. And Matthew, who is a left-hander, so has the glove on the right hand, he had to reach back across his body. He's a right-handed first baseman. It might be a bit of an easier play for him. Logan, a stellar defensive first baseman in his own right. 3-2 the count. Runner goes. Pitch low and away for ball four. Rolls to the backstop, but Marquez able to chase it down. Giordano will stop at second. Corliss drawing the walk. And it was a moot point for Giordano, whether he got to second on a steal or a walk. But now runners at first and second. The go-ahead run is in scoring position for the Thunder. And Christian Merriweather, the batter. The left fielder, 1-for-2 in the game. Grounded out in the second inning. Singled in the fourth. And Jerome Williams is going to come out to the mound with the infield joining in as there is right-handed action up in the Spikes bullpen. Eric Waldichuk getting ready. He's wearing number 43 tonight as Waldichuk, but he and the rest of the Spikes will wear number 10 on Sunday. For the first time ever, every Spikes jersey will bear the same number, and it'll be Josiah Vieira's retired number 10. The Josiah Vieira jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital in Danville. That auction, by the way, is underway on the Live Source app. Bids are open, so you can bid on any of the Spikes jerseys right now. Just download the Live Source app. Go to livesourceapp.com. You can also bid on your desktop computer or laptop as well. Just search for the State College Auction, the Josiah Vieira Jersey Off the Back Auction, presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital. The auction will go to the end of the sixth inning on Sunday afternoon. Spikes taking on the West Virginia Black Bears at 4:05, but very special event celebrating the legacy of our friend and teammate Josiah Vieira, one of the most inspirational individuals that the baseball world has ever known. First pitch strike to Christian Merriweather coming out of the mound, meeting Patrick Kadelka. With runners on first and second, one out, looking to bounce back here. A 3-3 tie, bottom of the sixth. Kadelka delivers. Merriweather shows bunt, draws it back. The breaking ball dips low for ball one. Kadelka sets. 1-1 pitch. Merriweather's going to swing away and foul it over the netting behind home. Bounces off the sweet level and back down below. Actually, that might have been off the facade of the press box to my left. And that number 10, worn by Josiah Vieira, actually, he started wearing the number when he joined the club officially as an honorary bench coach. Breaking ball is low, 1-2 the count. And that was in 2014, and I asked Josiah, why 10? And he said, because I'm 10. He was 10 years old at the time. And he kept that number 10. And actually, if you go into the Spikes clubhouse, you'll still find Josiah. He had a locker and everything. 2-2. Grounder, left side. Off the glove of Leslie into shallow left field. Around third is Giordano. He'll score. On to third goes Corliss. First error of the night produces the fourth Trenton run. It's now 4-3 in favor of the home team. E6. Looked like it might start a double play, but now it's first and third, one out. And Colby Johnson, the batter, 2-for-3, a solo homer to start Trenton's half of the first inning. An infield single, a stolen base, a total of two runs scored. And Corliss, the catcher, at third. Merriweather at first. Cadell cassettes. And the right-hander delivers. Off speed, fouled away. First base side, strike one. Sunday also, another Sunday fun day at the ballpark. With a pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti. And, of course, that's for everybody. And the first 100 kids that come to the pregame catch will get a Spikes Youth Baseball Glove presented by Curavetti on Sunday. Go on to first. Diving back in is Merriweather. In addition, Sunday Fun Day means the first 250 kids eat free at the game. Presented with a voucher good for a hot dog, chips, and regular soda at the gates. Go on to first. Back again is Merriweather. And a Sunday Fun Day means half-price hard seltzers for those bigger kids. Those 21 and up from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Two more Sunday Fun Days on the schedule this year. 10 more games on the home schedule. Runner takes off with the pitch and the throw down to second. Tag applied. Vuletic tags out Merriweather. Corliss did not move on third. It wasn't a double steal. It's setting Merriweather in motion, but Marquez came up with a great throw again. And now two away. Craig Corliss. Still the runner at third. A 1-1 count on Colby Johnson. Kadelka comes set. The pitch. Swung on. Popped up. Left field. Contreras coming in. Now Leslie, who had faded back toward the infield dirt, now coming forward, makes the catch. The inning is over. However, Trenton back out in front. A run, no hits, one error to score the run, and one runner left on base. End of six here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Thunder now leading the Spikes 4-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Enrique Ozoa, after giving up the lead in the top of the sixth inning, allowing the Spikes to tie the game, now has taken over as the pitcher of record in the game. As Trenton moves back in front 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth, we move to the seventh. And Logan Mathieu, Ryan Guarantino, and Caleb Marquez do up against Ozoa. The right-hander delivers a pitch low for a ball. And usually Ozoa has been the late-inning option for Jeff Manteau, but on earlier in the game here, and he has made three multiple-inning appearances this year. The 1-0, tap foul behind the plate. Of course, it doesn't show where he may have started one inning and not been able to complete the outing, but given that he had not allowed a run until August 11th, it's likely that The only multi-inning appearances he's made are an inning and a third against West Virginia July 7th, another inning and a third against Mahoning Valley July 21st in a save situation, and a two-inning appearance against Williamsport on August the 6th. Pitch is outside, a ball, 2-1 to Matthew. Logan is 0-2 in the game. The pitch, fastball high and away, 3-1 the count. So Matthew personifies the tying run. Three runs, six hits, one error for the Spikes. And that error allowed the go-ahead run to score for the Thunder in the sixth. Four runs, five hits for Trenton, no errors. 3-1 pitch, clipped foul into the mitt of Corliss. 3-2 the count. There have been no changes in the field for Trenton either. Still Guerrera at first, Covino at second, Lynch at short, Jimenez at third, Corliss catching. Outfield is Merriweather in left, Johnson in center, Giordano in right. 3-2 to Matthew, swung on and missed strike three. Enrique Ozoa's first strikeout of the game, the fifth for Trenton pitching. One gone in the top of the seventh. Ryan Guardino is 1-2 in the game. Struck out looking in the second inning, singled, stole third base, and scored in the fifth. And a big cut and a miss, 0-1. The single was on a first pitch swing against Lorenzo Peterson. The Trenton starter left the game with the lead after going five innings, his longest outing of the season for the Thunder. But he allowed two runs in his fifth inning of work as he the pitch to Guardino, taken for a strike. 0-2. Fastball at the knees at 92 miles an hour. Ozoa delivers. Fastball just off the plate outside. Good 0-2 pitch. But Guardino did not go for it. 1-2. And the next offering. Fastball low for ball two. Craig Corliss raised up to throw, but he didn't know if he'd be throwing to third to toss the ball around after the K or go back to the mound. He threw it back to the pitcher. Two balls, two strikes. Ozoa, the green mitt on the left hand, delivers. Breaking ball outside. The count runs full to Guardino. Ryan hanging tough in there. Getting the start in center field tonight. Giving Peyton Harden a spell. Harden, of course, available off the bench if needed in late innings. And the 3-2 breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Bottom dropped out of that one. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ozoa. Two gone in the top of the seventh. And here is Caleb Marquez, the State College catcher. 1-2 tonight. Flied out to center field in the third. RBI single in the fifth. 4-3 Trenton in the top of the seventh. It's the finale of what is going to end up a two-game series here in Trenton. We're past five innings, so the records will count for this game no matter what happens, although there's no guarantee there'll be a decision reached, as we've learned. And Eric Waldichuk continues to warm up in the Spikes bullpen. It's the 0-1 to Marquez, lifted in the air left field. Merriweather going back on it at first, now comes in, makes the grab. The inning is over as Ozoa retires the Spikes in order in the seventh. It's a tradition here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark to have the singing of God Bless America, as well as the introduction of a local hometown hero here in the seventh inning stretch. So we'll join in right now here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, rise and help us honor the United States of America as Katie Bordick performs God Bless America.
God bless America. Thank you.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead, presented by Six City, on a fireworks night, presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction, presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at LeBlanco Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. The right-hander, Eric Waldichuk, on for the Spikes. Waldichuk making his sixth appearance, no record, a 2.08 ERA, three holds to his credit this year. 8 2/3 total innings. His first six were scoreless in the total of 8 2/3. He's allowed just 2 runs on 5 hits, 9 strikeouts, so 3 walks, 1 hit batsman. Opponents batting just 161 against him. The right-hander out of Willamette University in Oregon, a native of San Diego, and the 6'4 righty to face Jack Lynch, Ramon Jimenez, and Justin Guerrero, the 2-3-4 hitters. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Trenton leading State College 4-3 in the finale of what is now a 2-game series after the would-be opener was rained out Tuesday. Breaking ball and a called strike on the outer half to Lynch. 0-1 the count. Lynch is 0-3 this evening. Struck out in the first, flied out in the third, popped out in the fifth. The 0-1. There's a strike. Fastball in the inner half at 89 miles an hour. Waldichuk on the mound, the only change in the field for the Spikes. Caleb Marquez still doing the catching, though Luis Aviles came out in full gear, while Marquez, the last batter of the top of this inning, was putting his on in the Spikes dugout on the third base side. Pitch in tight for a ball, 1-2. Now Waldichuk winds, delivers. Breaking ball dips low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 runs in the fifth, 1 in the sixth for the Spikes, 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the sixth for the Thunder. And here's a ground ball on to second, taken in by Vuletic. Throw on to first in time, 1 gone. Patrick Kadelka right now is the pitcher of record in the game for the Spikes, but the run he allowed, an unearned run in the sixth inning. His lone inning of work, he did not allow a hit, yielded 1 walk, hit 1 batter. Through a total of 22 pitches, 12 for strikes. 1 strikeout as well for Patrick Kadelka. Now Ramon Jimenez steps in. Jimenez, 0-2 with a walk. He has also stolen a base this evening. Back to home sweet home. Basically rounding out the 2023 schedule at home. There's a fly ball right field to Riggy Racer. Drofontapoa back on it. It's off the base of the wall. And sliding into second with a double is Ramon Jimenez. No home run signal made, as it looked like that might float out of here, but it did ricochet off the wall. And Fontaboa went right field. He played it well off the wall, but Jimenez, to his credit, didn't think it was headed out. He went hard the whole way, and that's why he's got a double. A 1-out double, and Justin Guerrero the batter. Guerrero is 0-2 with a walk. Hits are now 6 aside in the game.
And here's Guerrera in the right-handed box. Waldichuk looking in for the sign from Marquez. Eric delivers. Breaking ball found off the netting behind home. Strike one. Waldichuk, when he rears back, he actually, as he goes back out of the stretch, he takes the ball out of the mitt and then brings it forward. He almost taps the ball in the mitt as he's coming to the plate. Probably an extra way to hide the ball and get that extra split second that he needs for an advantage on the hitter. The 0-1, that's low for a ball. Just his fair advantage. Former Chicago Bears head coach, owner, poobah, George Halas, always used to tell officials he didn't want anything. All he wanted was his fair advantage. One ball, one strike. Pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Marquez. Two balls and a strike. We get closer to football season. More and more football creeps into the mind, particularly in Happy Valley. In addition to the festivities, of course, surrounding the 2023 opener for the Nittany Lions at Beaver Stadium, September 2nd, primetime, Saturday night. Here's the 2-1, a swing and a miss, foul tip at the plate. Actually, 2-2 the count. Ball ends up in between the feet of Marquez. We'll dig it out of the dirt. Sweep it over to first base dugout. But also the Happy Valley Music Fest taking place at Medler Field at Lebrano Park Sunday, September 3rd. See the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Vanessa Collier, plus local favorites, Sidewinder, the Chris Bell Band, and Donnie Burns in the Third Degree, all on the bill. Gates open up at 12:30. And it's a day-long event with the full slate of concessions open at Medler Field and Lebrano Park. Guys, your kid zone will be open as well. Come out and join us. General admission digital tickets are $20 a piece. You can get them at the Spikes ticket office. Visit HappyValleyMusicFest.com and StateCollegeSpikes.com for more details. And Sunday, September 3rd, the Happy Valley Music Fest back in action as the 3-2 bounced foul third base side. Jackson Lindley, who normally starts on Fridays, probably will see his start bumped to Saturday this weekend. Again, with the rain out Tuesday, Sebastian Rodriguez pitched last night on a Wednesday instead. Jonah Jenkins started tonight, not factoring in the decision. And over the past few weeks, the Thursday starter has varied. It was Xander Lovin this past Thursday in Williamsport. He got the win. Pop up left side of the infield. Leslie, the shortstop, calls for it, makes the catch. Jimenez stays at second. Two away in the bottom of the seventh. We'll see if it's Lovin who will get the ball for the opener of the three-game set back at home tomorrow night. If everything just slides forward, it would be Lovin, Lindley, and Derek Cherry getting the starts this weekend. But we will see who it, in fact, it is. Of course, Lovin was making his first start of the season this past Thursday. Marquez calls time. He and Waldichuk getting on the same page. There's a runner on second, two out, so might be changing up the indicator somewhat just in case the eagle eyes of Ramon Jimenez are picking out, which that is totally legal, of course. And runners at this level, we've heard some hubbub. The runners at second have been able to pick out what pitch is coming up. So Waldichuk to the plate, fades in high for a ball to Covino. Now Covino had three hits and a sac fly last night. Tonight he's 0 for 2 with an intentional walk. Now it was intentional, it was a 3-1 count. First base was open, so Dave Tremblay elected not to take the risk. Just put them on. The 1-0 outside, ball two. And it was with two outs as well. This was not willy-nilly. Dave Tremblay does not do anything on a baseball field willy-nilly. Not with the experience he's got. 5 decades in the game. 2-0. There's a strike. Fastball in the outer half. Loves being part of the Happy Valley community. Loves the people he's surrounded with. As the Spikes manager, Dave actually one of the few multi-year managers in Spikes history. 2-1 pitch. Fastball down and in, 3-1. Of course, Mark Dijon, the original manager of the Spikes in 2006, Turner Ward in 2007, Brad Fisher took the helm in 2008. Gary Robinson was the first multi-year manager for the Spikes, helming them in 2009 and 2010. The 3-1 fastball low, ball four to Covino, his second walk, the first unintentional walk he has drawn to the game, and now runners at first and second, two outs, and that may have been the intentional, unintentional walk, pitching around Covino with Max Giordano coming up. Giordano's 1-for-2 in the game. He has doubled, and he's been hit by a pitch as well, and never mind, it won't be Giordino. It'll be a pinch hitter. Instead, it will be Anthony Abatine, the switch hitter. And we'll see if Abatine goes in to play left field down the stretch here. Abatine swings with the first pitch, batting as a lefty, and he sends it into the seats third base side just past the Spikes dugout. Abatine in last night's game was 0-for-4 at the plate, but again, 7 putouts in left field. And probably also to put a left-handed hitter up against the righty Waldichuk here. Leading by one, the Thunder looking for more. First and second, two outs. Abatine waggles the bat in the left-handed box. The 0-1 pitch, high fastball swung on and missed. Strike two. Four-three Trenton, bottom of the seventh. Hit count even at six. The 0-2. Grounder, right side, pass Vuletich into right center field. Around third, Jimenez, the throw to the plate won't be in time. Digging for second is Abatine on the throw. Covino standing at third. It's an RBI single for Anthony Abatine to increase the Trenton lead to 5-3. Again, he'll get second on the throw, the fielder's choice. But now second and third, two outs with Roberto Lopez, the DH up. 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts. And Eric Waldichuk will look to be a hat dealer here. Perhaps golden hats. A set by the righty, the pitch. Lopez swings and misses, 0-1. A reminder, fans, that there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, at Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. In fact, you don't even have to register anymore. You can just hop on there, and if you're on the MLB app, you can also watch the games there on your mobile device or maybe even your set-top box at home. On your smart TV, the 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. And heck, the crown jewel, the baseball bingo ultimate prize pack this year is a big-screen 55-inch smart TV. So you can get that if you're a baseball bingo winner, and then you win the baseball bingo ultimate prize pack drawing next Saturday. Of course, this coming Saturday is your next opportunity to be a baseball bingo winner. Up to 10 winners at each baseball bingo game, which is every Saturday home game, and then every winner into the drawing, and one lucky fan at the final Saturday home game of the season next Saturday. We'll get that big screen TV and more. 2-2 pitch, swung on him in strike three. Waldichuk does deal out sombreros, and that is the first strikeout for Waldichuk, the seventh of the game for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health, team of doctors, care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainnittany.org for more information. But Trenton adds a run on two hits, two runners left on base, seven innings complete. It's now 5-3 Thunder on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Into the eighth inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, and the Thunder go back to the bullpen for the right-hander David Steele. Steele, 6'1", 190 pounds, out of Manchester, Connecticut, a product of Northeastern University up in Massachusetts. Steele is making his 10th appearance of the second half, an 0-1 record, a 4.97 ERA, does have two holds to his credit. 1-for-1 in save opportunities in 12 and two-thirds total innings. He has allowed 7 runs all earned on 12 hits, 17 strikeouts to 6 walks. Opponents batting .250 against him. And Anthony Abatine does stay in the game. He'll be the right fielder rather than playing left, as Merriweather stays in left field. And a pinch hitter now for the Spikes is Peyton Hardin. Will start off the bottom of the eighth, or the top of the eighth inning rather, for the Spikes. Facing Steele, the right-hander, peekaboo pitching style. First pitch strike on the outer edge. So Hardin is in the game. And we told you he'd be available for late inning duty. As Steele dangles the right arm, ball in hand, now rises to the stretch, and the 0-1. And it's tapped to the right side. Covino, second baseman, charging in, juggles, throw to first in time. Got him by half a step. One down in the top of the eighth, and you got to figure that Peyton Hardin is going to stay in the game in center field, and Brian Guardino will slide over to right for the bottom of the eighth inning. To the top of the order now, and Carlos Contreras, a left-handed hitting left fielder, 0-for-3 with a trio of groundouts. And here is Steele now facing the lefty Contreras, second consecutive left-handed hitter he's faced. The pitch high and away for a ball. No other changes in the field for the Thunder. Maybe the numbers on Ozoa here in a moment. He's the pitcher of record in the game for the Thunder as it stands. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. 1-1 over the outer edge. Ozoa goes two innings, allowing 1 run on 2 hits, 2 strikeouts, no walks. He threw 25 pitches, 17 for strikes. And Contreras sends a 1-1 down the right field line. And it is over and out. Solo homer for Carlos Contreras. His first as a State College Spike. He's done just about everything this year for the Spikes except hit a homer. Well, now he's in the home run column. And he's brought the Spikes within a run. It's 5-4. Sent that one down the right field line.
Second baseman, number 37, Zach
Bulletin. And over that wall. We'll see if we can get the distance on it here in a moment, but now it's back to being a one-run game. Seventh hit of the night for the Spikes, and now Zach Bulletin at the plate, 2-for-3 with a run scored, a pair of stolen bases as well. The pitch, a fastball, a strike over the outer half. 5-4 Trenton here in the top of the eighth. And there is action in the Spikes bullpen as well. Right-handed action, it's Ty Buckner. Fastball low, 1-1 the count to Vuletic. Well, Ty's been
pretty much the closer this year for the Spikes in both halves of the MLB Draft League season. This will not be a save situation for him, or is unlikely to be, I would say. I can't say it won't just yet. Still only one out here on the top of the eighth, and now a 2-1 count to Vuletich. Brendan Dorigi is on deck, and Braden Blackford would follow. It was Blackford who tied the game in the sixth with a one-out RBI single. 2-1. That's a strike, breaking ball over the inner half. Carlos Contreras' solo homer, his first of the season, has knotted the hit count and brought the Spikes within a run. Steele rises to the stretch with five on the pitch timer, but he will get it away, and this one is popped up off the handle of the bat on the infield, and Steele coming off the mound. The pitcher makes the catch. Two away. Well, he took all the time he needed and ends up making the grab. Oftentimes, you don't have pitchers making that play. Of course, part of that is the higher you get in baseball, the higher those pop-ups are going to go. For the pitcher, it's a danger of coming down off the mound. Also, then he can point out to the rest of the infielders where the ball is. So you don't often see pitchers make that play. But even in the major leagues, there are pitchers who will come over and take it themselves. First pitch to Riggy, fouled off third base side, 0-1 the count. Brennan looking for his first hit of the night. Two flyouts and a ground out in his first three plate appearances. Steele set, glove below the belt. Now the 0-1. Sails high. Corliss didn't even try to get that one. Ball one, 88 mile an hour fastball. That got uncorked. Top of the eighth inning here in this series finale in Trenton. Does not appear to be any action in the Trenton bullpen. Our view of their pen down the right field line partially shielded. The 1-1. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. Tomorrow night, 6:35 game. Gates open at 5:30. Back at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 10 of our next 12 at the old ball yard in Happy Valley. And Steve Jones will be back on the broadcast. Looking forward to it. A home stretch. Final 10 home games of the 2023 Spike season as the pitch outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Dorigi sends this one floating down the left field line, but it will tail foul. Ricochets off the wall just to the left of the 330 sign down the line. Two balls and two strikes. The distance vertically from top to bottom down the lines and left to right across out in center field. Two balls, two strikes. Crowd anticipating a fireworks show here, and here's the 2-2. Bouncer up the middle into center field, a base hit. So Brendan Dorigi with a two-out single, his first hit of the night. And the tying run is aboard for the Spikes with Braden Blackford coming to the plate as the potential go-ahead run. Blackford is 1-for-3. He struck out his first two appearances, but then his RBI single in the sixth brought in Vuletich to tie the game at 3. Thunder had bumped the lead, regained the lead, and bumped it up to 5-3 entering this inning, but Carlos Contreras delivered his first home run of the season, a solo shot to right to draw the Spikes within 5-4. Eight hits now for the Spikes as a team. Steele took over at the start of this inning, dangles the arm ball in hand, now rises to the stretch, pivots, kicks, delivers. And Blackford, first pitch swinging, sends it high and deep to center. Back goes Johnson at the warning track. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Braden Blackford gave it a ride. High launch angle on that one, however, and the inning comes to a close. But the Spikes get a run back. One run, two hits, one runner left on base. 7.5 gone. It's 5-4. Trenton leading State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Watch from the field as the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, headlines, and several local favorites take the stage. Enjoy a full slate of refreshments for purchase at ballpark concession stands. Digital general admission tickets are $20 apiece. The Happy Valley Music Fest is coming to Medlar Field at Leblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. Get your digital tickets now at statecollegespikes.com.
Funding made possible through a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Center County Commissioners.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Ty Buckner, the highwayman, out for this eighth inning, a late inning situation, what he's used to. His team trailing by a run, he aims to keep it that way as he makes his 13th appearance of the second half. He is 3-for-5 in save opportunities in the second half. An 0-2 record, a 1.8 ERA. 15 innings, 6 runs against him, 3 of them earned on 9 hits. 24 strikeouts to 7 walks in the second half. And a 173 opponent's batting average. He had the two halves together. A 1-2 record, a 2.16 ERA, 5 saves, 40 strikeouts to 9 walks, and a 170 batting average. It's Buckner to face the 8-9 and 1 batters in the Trenton order, leading off Craig Corliss, the catcher. He's 1-for-2 of the walk, knocked in a run back in the second. 5-4 Trenton. And Buckner out of the stretch delivers his first pitch of the night. High fastball swung on and missed. 0-1. 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for State College. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Trenton. Ty sets the 0-1. Fastball low, a ball and a strike. Eric Waldichuk went one inning, allowing one run, which was earned on two hits and a walk. He struck out a batter as well, 26 pitches, 15 strikes. And the 1-1, that is fouled off the mask of Marquez. And Caleb will clear the cobwebs here, lifts the mask, and Mark Rowan, the plate umpire, will walk the baseball out to Ty Buckner and stroll along with him back to the mound for a brief chat, but Marquez is okay to go. Mark Rowan kind of shook his head at him, but in an exaggerated sense. And now Rowan pats Marquez on the head, and Marquez pats Rowan on the leg. He might be admiringly shaking his head as, well, you take quite a bit of punishment. You're a tough customer. But 1-2 the count to Corliss. Buckner delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a fastball. Buckner's first strikeout of the night. Spikes eighth as a team, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. One down, bottom of the eighth. And Spikes trailing by a run in the ninth. It's the 5-6-7 batters due up, Leslie, Matthew, and Guardino. Trying to see, again, we have a shielded view of the Trenton bullpen, but it does look like it might have action as the pitch down and away deflects off the mid of Marquez, ball one. Well, no, nope, that's not action. Again, they're just, somebody's in there just tossing a baseball around. Nobody's actually warming up. So it looks like Steele will try to come on and close. It would be a six-out save for him if he can keep the lead. A 1-0 inside, and hits Merriweather on the left arm. Second hit batsman of the night for the Spikes. And overall in the game, and with a runner on and one out, here's Colby Johnson. Johnson's 2-for-4. Solo homer to begin the proceedings in the bottom of the first. And then an infield single in the third, a stolen base in that inning, and he ended up scoring a run since then, a strikeout and a pop out. Merriweather leading off first. Buckner, quick throw over there, but no tag applied. Merriweather is back. Merriweather was caught stealing by Caleb Marquez in the sixth inning. Another throw to first, and again, diving back in is Merriweather. Back home tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday night, LeVar Elite 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City to the first 1,000 fans of all ages, and fireworks from the field after the game presented by College Township on College Township Community Night Super Saturday, presented by the PA Lottery, baseball bingo as well. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com. Another throw to first. Again, Merriweather dives back in. 0-1 the count to Johnson. Buckner taking the long look into Marquez, has the sign, sets, and delivers. That's fouled. Sailing towards the Delaware again, the right field corner. 0-2. Well, Buckner throwing over to first because, of course, Merriweather, if he comes around to score, could make it a two-run game. A one-run game is a lot different than a two-run game when you only have three outs to work with. Really only have two to work with, per se. The 0-2. Fastball just outside. 1-2 the count. Good 0-2 pitch. Just off the plate, harder to reach, but tantalizing as the hitter trying to protect with two strikes. Buckner has the sign. The 1-2. Breaking ball lifted in the air, center field. Peyton Hardin coming on for it, makes the catch. Two away. And again, Hardin, as anticipated, did check into the field as the center fielder, with Ryan Guardino moving over to right after Hardin's pinch hitting appearance in the eighth. Now, Jack Lynch is scheduled to come up here in the bottom of the eighth, but it looks like he'll be pinch hit for, or he is coming up. Nope, Lynch just said something was awry there, askew, but he comes out of the dugout. It might have been some indecision. Anthony Fontana looked like he was grabbing a bat, but it'll be Lynch to hit here with a runner on first and two outs. Lynch 0-for-4 tonight. Set by Buckner. Pitch. Chopper right side, right into the mitt of Matthew on two bounces. Logan steps on the bag. The inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the ninth. Spikes down 5-4 with Josh Leslie, Logan Matthew, and Ryan Guardino due up on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead, presented by Six City, on a fireworks night, presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction, presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at Loblano Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and down. Download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by PJ Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. PJ Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at PJ Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Into the ninth inning here in Trenton, 5-4, the Thunder lead, but the Spikes have out-hit the Thunder 8-7 in the game. However, one error allowing the go-ahead run to score in the eighth looms large. Spikes, of course, can erase all that here in the top of the ninth if they can touch Brennan O'Neill, who has come on to close for the Thunder. O'Neill making his 13th appearance of the year, no record, a 3.29 ERA. He has two holds to his credit. He is 1-for-3 in save opportunities. In 13 and two-thirds innings, he has allowed 8 runs, 5 of them earned on 13 hits, 19 strikeouts to 6 walks, 3 hit batsmen, opponents batting .245 against him. And Enrique Ozoa, the closer for much of the year. O'Neill last picked up a save July 15th, 2 blown saves since then. But again, also the 2 holds he has recorded. His first pitch of the night to Josh Leslie. A strike on the inner half. 0-1 to Josh, who's 1-for-3 with a run scored. David Steele went one inning, allowing a run on 2 hits. That run on Carlos Contreras' solo homer. No walks, no strikeouts, 17 pitches, 12 strikes. Leslie drives the 0-1 pitch foul into the seats beyond the Thunder dugout first base side. 0-2 the count. This is the last meeting of the season between these two teams. Spikes will have 3 games with West Virginia, 6 with Williamsport, divided between Medler Field at Loblano Park and historic Bowman Field, which of course hosts the MLB Little League Classic on Sunday, this coming Sunday. 2 against Mahoning Valley as well, and 3 against Frederick. The 0-2 swung on and missed. So first strikeout for O'Neill, the 7th for Trenton pitching tonight, 1 gone in the ninth. Now Logan Matthew to the plate. Matthew with 2 homers. One of them came here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark this season. 0-for-3 thus far this evening. Matthew and Guardino each with home run power as well. The pitch. Outside a ball, 1-0. Everybody stepping to the plate here in the ninth inning, representing the tying run for the Spikes. The 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. Now Luis Aviles is still available off the bench, as is Marcus Page. That's it. Peyton Harden already checked in late in the ball game. So whoever is out there will probably have to run for themselves. Marcus would be the only other option. That pitch, a strike of the knees, 1-2. And Matthew, a very smart base runner. Guardino has been aggressive. He's got surprising speed for a big man, Guardino. Stole third base earlier tonight, helped the Spikes play to run. 1-2 to Matthew. Upstairs, ball two. Logan lays off wisely. Two balls, two strikes. One gone top of the ninth. And we anticipate that tomorrow night it'll be Xander Lovin on the mound for the Spikes. Don't know as of yet who West Virginia will be throwing. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts, and now the Spikes down to their last hope. It's Ryan Guardino. Guardino is 1-for-3. Lined a single, first pitch he saw in the fifth inning. Advanced to second on Kayla Marquez's RBI single. Stole third and scored on Jesse Fontaboa's sacrifice fly. O'Neill just touched 94 on the speedometer with his last pitch to Matthew, and now delivers another fastball of that velocity, swung on and missed. Delivered at the knees, 0-1 the count. Difficult pitch to hit. The pitch. And Guardino, a broken bat liner to left field, drops in for a base hit. So Ryan Guardino with his second hit of the night. He is the tying run. He keeps the Spikes' hopes alive in the ninth. That'll bring in Caleb Marquez. The catcher, 1-for-3, delivered the RBI single in the fifth. 9 hits in the game for the Spikes. They've out-hit the Thunder, 9-7. O'Neill comes set. The pitch. That's fouled off the mask of Corliss. But he immediately rises. He gives the thumbs up. He says, I'm okay. Doesn't even let Mark Rowan walk the baseball back. 0-1 the count. Now Corliss wears the one-piece hockey-style mask. Marquez and Luis Aviles both wear the two-piece. They wear the mask and then the small helmet on top of the head. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball tying him up inside. It's 0-2. Spikes down to their final strike. The crowd implored to get loud and make noise, and they do so. Many rising to their feet here. Two strikes, two outs, top of the ninth. Spikes down by one. Guardino leads off first. O'Neill to the plate. There goes Guardino. The pitch swung on and missed. Brennan O'Neill strikes out the side in the top of the ninth. And the Trenton Thunder defeat the State College Spikes tonight by the score of 5-4. We'll wrap things up from Trenton Thunder Ballpark, give you a preview of what's coming up this weekend right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead presented by Six City on a fireworks night presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction presented by PSECU benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at LeBlanc Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Well, the State College Spikes come back late. Carlos Contreras with his first home run of the season, but ultimately just short as Trenton wins it 5-4 in the series finale of what became a two-game series. Spikes now 15-18 in the second half. The Thunder now 15-14. Final game total, State College 4 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, 4 runners left on base. For Trenton, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and 9 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Enrique Ozoa. He is now 1-1 on the season. The loss to Patrick Kadelka, he's now 2-4. Brennan O'Neill picks up the save, his second in 4 opportunities. David Steele with the hold, his third of the year, and despite earning the win, Enrique Ozoa taking his first blown save of the season. He's now 4-5. In save opportunities. Time of the game, 2 hours, 38 minutes in front of 6,072 tonight at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Well, the Spikes, a valiant effort, and they'll look to bounce back this weekend, taking on the first place West Virginia Black Bears. The Spikes with an array of big-time promotions coming up, of course, over the final 10 games of the home schedule, but especially this weekend. It all starts tomorrow. Bucko Mania Night at the ballpark. The Pirate Parrot will be on hand. The Pittsburgh Pierogies will be there with a special pierogi race coming from the Steel City to Happy Valley, and the Bucko Brigade will be there. Plus, we'll welcome special guests like Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis, and it'll be a 4-for-44 Friday with four of our best seats, four hot dogs, four sodas, just $44. That's a 6:35 game tomorrow night. Then Saturday, 1,000 fans of all ages get the LeVar Leap bobblehead giveaway, celebrating the 25th anniversary of LeVar Arrington's epic leap that occurred October 31st, 1998. On August 19th, 2023, we'll celebrate it, both of them occurring on Saturdays. And you can get that bobblehead by being one of the first 1,000 fans. Gates open for the 6:35 p.m. home game Saturday. They'll open at 5:30, but you get early entrance by being a Spike season ticket holder. At 5:20, you'll be able to get in, or groups can get in starting at 5:25 at Gate B. So just one of the perks. And, of course, if you're a Spike season ticket holder, you can also guarantee yourself the giveaway by using one of your vouchers. Make sure to contact your season ticket representative tomorrow to cinch that up. Also on Saturday, it is Baseball Bingo and another Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery. Then on Sunday, it's the Josiah Vieira Jersey Off the Back Auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital in Danville. A very special evening. Every single jersey worn by the Spikes for Sunday's 4:05 p.m. game against the West Virginia Black Bears will have Josiah's number 10 on the back and his name. So everybody will be Josiah Vieira on Sunday. And all the jerseys also with Josiah's hand-drawn logo of his lifelong motto, never give up, inside a baseball diamond. And that will feature on the front, the number and name on the back of each one of those jerseys. Bidding is open now on the Live Source app. It'll go all the way into the end of the sixth inning on Sunday for you to get one of those Josiah Vieira jerseys honoring our friend and teammate. And we certainly hope you bid often and bid big to help Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital, the Children's Miracle Network there, as they did for Josiah throughout his lifelong battle with progeria. And we miss Josiah very much, but his spirit is still with us at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and we'll look to prove that once again Sunday afternoon at the ballpark. It's another Sunday fun day as well. Pre-game catch on the field and a Spikes Youth Baseball Glove giveaway for the first 100 kids of the catch, presented by Akira Vetti. And, of course, more great activities for 250 kids. Eat free, chance for kids to run the show as well. All that taking place Sunday afternoon, completing a huge weekend of the ballpark. You can be part of all the fun. Don't miss a minute. Only 10 home games remaining. Three this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Be part of it. Head online right now to statecollegespikes.com. Make sure you've got your tickets for all three games. You can also give us a call at 814-272-1711, or you can visit the ticket office in person. It'll be open tomorrow from 9 a.m. to the end of the game, 10 a.m. to the end of the game on Saturday and Sunday. Final once again here from Trenton Thunder Ballpark. The Thunder 5, the Spikes 4. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 6:05. Steve Jones back on the broadcast as the Spikes will take on the Black Bears. We'll start up with Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. Then Bucko Mania Night festivities at the ballpark as the Spikes look to put a crimp in the first place team in the league's chances at the second half title. That's all coming up tomorrow night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining me here this evening. Trenton 5, State College 4. Talk to you tomorrow night on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.